We have the incredible privilege this week to read Parshas Korach. And in Parshas Korach, remember again, incredible showdown between Moshe Rabbeinu and Korach. Korach challenging Moshe Rabbeinu's authority, claiming that Moshe Rabbeinu had just totally usurped all of the authority, all of the power and position for himself. And Moshe Rabbeinu, who normally was the advocate for Klal Yisrael, really kind of loses his ability to advocate for this group. He was so incensed, so hurt, and so angry over the accusations. Remember, the irony of ironies is that Moshe Rabbeinu never really wanted any of this stuff, right? Moshe Rabbeinu never wanted to be the leader. He never wanted to be the Navi. He never wanted to be the man of God. In fact, he was minding his own business in the desert, tending to his father-in-law's sheep, when he gets conscripted into the service of God by the burning bush. It's not what he wanted, and it's not what he had in mind, and it's not even what he desired. Yet it's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu demanded of him. And here Korach, accusing him of such dramatic power grabbing, accusing him of this abuse of power. And so Moshe Rabbeinu, finally losing it, says as follows. This is in Perek Tezayin, Pasuk Lamed. Ve'im beriya yivra Hashem, upatzesa ha'adama espia, ubala osa osam ves kala shar lahem, ve'yardu chayim sha'ola. So if Moshe Rabbeinu says, listen, Korach, here's the deal. He's speaking to Klal Yisrael. If Korach is right, then ultimately, again, nothing will happen. But if I'm right, if I'm Moshe Rabbeinu, I'm right, and Korach is wrong, B'riya Yivra Hashem, Hashem Baruch Hu will make a new creation, and the earth will open up its mouth and will swallow up Korach and everyone else. And of course, we know the story. The earth indeed opens up, swallows up Korach, and that puts the rebellion of Korach to an end. That ends the rebellion and once again solidifies Moshe and Aaron's position as leaders of Klal Yisrael. The Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh says something absolutely amazing. He says, if you look at the phrase, this is in Perek Tazayin Pasuk Lamed, chapter 16, verse 30, V'im Beria Yivra Hashem, which literally translated is, literally, Im Beria Yivra, if Hashem will create something. So again, the reference to the creation over here is the new creation of a new opening in the earth, right? The earth has certain openings and most and other parts that are closed. Chazor who creates an opening here, the earth opens up and swallows up Korach. Says the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh, listen to this incredible idea. You'll appreciate it more when you look at it inside the Chumash. Perek Tezayin Pasuk Lamed, chapter 16, verse 30. Says the Baal Shem Tov, that phrase, Im Beria Yivra Hashem, is Rashi Tevas, the first letter of each of those words. Im Aleph Beria Beis Yivra Yud, name of Hashem, Yud, stands for Abaye. Abaye. The great sage Abaye. Abaye was mentioned so many times in the Gemara. Says the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh, Im Beria Yivra Hashem, Rashi Tevas, Aleph Beis Yud Yud, Abaye. Abaye. So what's the pshat? This is incredible. Says the Baal Shem Tov, teaches us an incredible lesson. Im Beria Yivra Hashem. If you want to recreate yourself in life, if you want to remake yourself, I want to make a new me. I'm not satisfied with the old me anymore. I want to break the mold. I want to make something new. V'im b'riya yivra Hashem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I need your help in remaking me. I need your help in recasting or reforging me. I need your help in remaking my identity. Says the Baal Shem Tov, how do you do that? Very simple. You become an Abaye. So what does that mean to become an Abaye? So the Baal Shem Tov quotes the Gemara. The Gemara Maseches Rosh Hashanah discusses the fact that Abaye and Rabbah, were both descendants of Eli. Eli was the Kohen Gadol during the times of Shmuel Hanavi, right? Eli was in charge of the Mishkan. It was Eli who saw Hannah. Remember again, Eli thought she was drunk. Then Eli ultimately kind of raises Shmuel as a surrogate parent. But unfortunately, Eli's sons went off the derech. And Eli's sons truly abused their positions of power and authority. And as a result, the house of Eli was cursed, that the male members of Eli will die at a very young age. Yet the Gemara notes that Abaye and Rabbah both lived to older ages, seemingly defying the curse to the male members of the house of Eli. To which the Gemara says, how is it that Abaye and Rabbah were able to live, you know, to older years? To which the Gemara says, listen to this. The Gemara says, Rabbah, da'asik batorah, Chaya Arbon Shnin, Rabbah, who learned Torah, lived to the age of 40. So it was the fact that he learned Torah, that he steeped himself in Torah, was able to live to the age of 40. Abaye, the osik b'torah gemilas chasodim chaya shisin shnin. Abaye, who learned Torah and also engaged in chesed, acts of kindness towards the other, he lived to 60. So Abaye and Rabbah were both able to defy the curse of the house of Eli. Rabbah until the age of 40 by learning, Abaye till the age of 60 with Torah gemilas chasodim. And said, now we understand the Baal Shem Tov. The Baal Shem Tov says again a little bit of a play on the words. V'im b'ria yivra Hashem. If I want to remake myself, I want to become a brand new creation. I want to become someone new, someone special. I want to actualize my potential. I feel the potential coursing through my veins. I feel the fact that I'm ready to flex my muscles and accomplish something great in this world. I no longer want to live mired in mediocrity. I want to become something greater. B'ria yivra Hashem. Kadosh Baruch Hu, help me recreate myself. How do you do that? Says the Baal Shem Tov. Aleph Beis Yud Yud Im B'ria Yivra Hashem Abaye. Meaning what? If you want to become the best version of yourself, it requires a two-pronged approach. Torah and Gemilos Chasadim. A person has to place an emphasis on their own spiritual development. What do you do to grow your soul? What do you do to expand your spiritual horizons? How do I push myself? You know, my friends, so many times in life, we do good things, but kind of once we have like what we feel is a well-balanced diet of spirituality, we kind of subsist on the same thing day in and day out, right? It's the same spiritual diet, but think about this for just a moment. You might like pizza. You could maybe eat it for one day, for 2 days, maybe even 3 days. Maybe if you're mamish, like you're meshuggah the pizza, maybe 4 days. By the fifth day, you're done. By the fifth day, I'm already ready for something else. But pizza gives me everything I need. Maybe pizza's not the best example, but you understand. But the pizza, I'm happy with it. You're happy with it, but not every day. The same way on a culinary level, on a physical food level, you know, you might have what is considered to be a well-balanced diet, but you don't want to eat the same foods every single day. Sometimes we have the same spiritual menu and we never increase it. We never enhance it. We never vary it. It might be enough to sustain me, but it's not enough for growth. Abaye became an Abaye because he was always growing in his Torah. To ask myself each and every day, how do I grow a little bit? How do I push myself a little bit? How do I enhance and increase and amplify my spiritual life? It's a question. And again, it's in simple ways. Maybe today, it's having kavanah in one extra part of davening. It's learning an extra 2 minutes. I don't mean 2 hours. Learning an extra 2 minutes. It's saying another kapitel of Tehillim. It's battling the Yetzirah in one other area that I'm normally a little bit derelict in. Whatever it is, that's Torah. But lest you think that your own spiritual development is enough, no. In order to be an Abaye, you need Gemilas Chasadim. Because sometimes erroneously we think that as long as I'm growing as a person, as long as I'm taking care of my soul, doing my thing, as long as I'm plowing my efforts and energy into me, that's enough. But it is not. One must also be a Baal Chesed. One must also take the time and have the ability to go ahead and look out and be there for the other. One must go ahead and ensure that they are also a Baal Chesed as well. Says Baal Shem Tov, that's the beautiful message here. Vim b'ria yivra Hashem. If you want a new start in life, you want a new beginning, it's very simple. Abaye. One word, one name that captures the essence of everything we need to be. You want to remake yourself, you want to restart? Abaye. Expand your Torah. Expand your spiritual horizons. Become a Baal Chesed. Look out and do good for the other. Don't just live for yourself, but ask yourself how you can better the lives of those around you. That makes you an Abaye. And once you're an Abaye, you have the koach to remake yourself into the best version of yourself. Wishing everyone a good and Erev Shabbos and a beautiful Shabbos Kodesh.